This is Lorraine Christie. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Hey guys, so it is Monday, which means that it is 5 Minute Monday. Believe it or not, I really don't feel like I have much to say today, which if you know me, you know I always have something to say. And I'm actually recording this podcast episode in my vehicle. But I guess I just wanted to say that this week or this weekend or last week, I really started to notice how many incredible people I have in my corner. Like, I have some pretty amazing people that I can call on, that I can trust to keep my secrets, but more than just keeping secrets, that I can trust to like be there for me and to love me and to encourage me and to have my back. And I just don't feel like I do a good enough job like expressing to them how grateful I am for them. And so it's definitely something that I want to work on. It's something that I have an opportunity this week to do. I have a cousin's birthday who, man, we go back so far, and through the craziness of life and the versions of myself that I was not a very good person, they were there and they loved me and they supported me and they stood by me even when I probably wasn't like that great of a person. Or my friend Rachel, who encourages me and pushes me and prays for me. So although I appreciate them for different reasons, I have an opportunity this week with celebrating the births of their lives to like appreciate them. And I know that sometimes life has a way of just being busy and the days go by faster and it seems like the weeks go by faster and then it's the beginning of the year. But I just want to encourage you this week to text someone that has meant something to you in your life, that is fed into your life, that has encouraged you, that has loved you, that has stood by you. It could be an old friend or a new friend, but I'm sure that you have people in your corner that are just as amazing as the ones in mine. So I encourage you this week, text them, call them, write them a card, and just express to them how much they mean to you. Because I honestly know that time's gonna fly and you may realize that the dynamic of your relationship changes, and so we never know when someone's gonna not be in our life. And that's not always through death. It could just be through life or busyness, or someone may move, but at least you'll know that you did your part and you expressed to them how much they meant to you. So that's really all I want to say on this 5 Minute Monday episode, is text someone. So get out your phone. You're already on your phone. Write some names down, send them a card, send them a text, send them a call them. But so I just want to say that I love and appreciate everyone that is listening to this podcast. And I got so many messages and DMs regarding our last episode with me and Ray. And I was so in my head. I was so nervous about that episode just because I felt like we just kind of like bantered and we just kind of disagreed and we over-talked each other, and I didn't really know if you guys are going to be able to get anything out of it. But I have had so many messages just saying how entertaining it was or what sides they're picking. And at the end of the day, that's all I want to do, is entertain you guys or share a little bit of some type of nugget. So whatever relationship path you want to take, you know, everybody thinks differently, as you can see and tell. But the only thing that you can do is figure out what's right for you and your significant other, and that's your right to do so. And if you want to take a year to get to know someone before you date them, like, all power to you. If you meet someone that, hey, you meet and you feel like it's worth jumping into a relationship, that's just something that you two need to work out. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I am looking forward to my next episode with Brother Brandon, because I am loving the series on relationships. That's something that I love talking about. I love people. And so Anywho, I don't want to take up any more of your Monday evening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you on Friday.